SBS Radio. U organizaciji ambasade Australije u Srbiji u utorak je u Jugoslovenskoj kinoteci u Beogradu premijerno prikazan australijski film Spajanje reditelja Marka Grentela sa komičarem Demianom Kalinanom u glavnoj ulozi koji je i producent. Film govori o bivšem ragbisti koji se vraća u rodni grad, ali shvata da njegovi politički stavovi nisu popularni. On preuzima lokalni ragbi klub. Kao trener on, zato što nema dovoljno igrača, angažuje i izbeglice. Taj njegov potez pokrenuće promenu cele zajednice. Film Spajanje je prikazan na festivalu u Glasgowu, imao je turneju po Irskoj, a nedavno je otvorio festival angažovanog filma u Njujorku. Na projekciji u kinoteci bila je ambasadorka Australije u Srbiji, njena ekscelencija Ruth Stewart, a u filmu za SBS radio je kazala:
The movie is called The Merger. It's about a football team that's struggling in outback Australia, and there is an opportunity to bring in some new players from the refugee community. So it's not really about a football team, it's much more about community inclusion and how do you welcome new people who might be from different backgrounds into your society. So it's kind of a story about how to welcome refugees, tolerance, how to overcome barriers, racism, something that every society faces challenges with. And we had the opportunity to bring the actor, Damian Callanan, here to Belgrade because he was in Europe and he offered to come here. And we said, absolutely, please come, because we always love showcasing Australian culture here in Serbia, and we know that Serbian people are very, very interested in Australia, and this is a great way for us to expose some people who might not know very much about AFL, about multicultural Australia, all of those important themes. We can show this in a very fun, light-hearted way. It's a comedy, it's not a serious film, but sometimes you can convey really important messages more effectively with laughter than with serious, you know, messages. So we're very excited to have Damian here tonight, and I certainly hope that members of the Serbian-Australian community who might be listening go and check it out in Australia, because it is already available in Australia. It's a movie with a great message and probably one that resonates with some people with their own personal life experiences, and that's something we're very proud of. We're very proud of our multicultural society, and so we hope that listeners will check it out.
Na Beogradskoj premijeri pojavio se i glavni glumac Demian Kalinan. O tome kako se pripremao za ovu ulogu, kao i o humoru u filmu, političkoj korektnosti i politici prema izbeglicama, australijski komičar za ovaj program kaže:
So we met individual refugees and we met communities, but there are also refugees in the film. So one of the main refugee characters is a refugee from Sierra Leone. The main refugee character is from Syria, but he came to Australia when he was like 4. But his family are still, you know, in Syria and feeling the effects of the war. We use a lot of featured extras who are refugees, and a lot of the music in the film is made by refugees as well. It was like a real football team, to be honest. So in the film, it's about this football team that grow. And the film shooting became that, this large community that was built. And we were filming in a regional location, so most of us weren't from the town. So the local refugees, the local refugee council, they welcomed us. They actually had a barbecue to welcome us to the town. And we found ourselves, this is like 2 days before we started filming, you know, with them cooking for us, and we were doing a Yazidi dance circle, and it was great. So that kept going through the film, and as we got to know some of them, we ended up, our stories intertwined, and one of them in particular, we were helping organise lawyers to get his brother from Germany to meet his family, and that's kind of been the story of the film, really, that the film itself as a community became the version of the film that we were trying to make. In discussions, but we have had we have another one where there's a refugee who's actually a detainee on Manus Island and has been there for 7 years, and our composer works very closely with that region musically, and so he knows this guy's name is Fahad Bandesh. He's a Kurdish refugee, and we're working to try and get him sponsorship to Canada, and that's looking like it's going to happen. So, but he ended up doing composing in the film. Yeah.
Iz Beograda za SBS Radio, Hranislav Nikolić.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.